guest, Detroit News editorial page editor Nolan Finley, will agree with me. He's been around a long time. Nolan, I really think this is maybe one of the best runs of great weather we've had in a very long time, or at least it seems that way. Good morning, Nolan.
Yes, Paul, isn't it fabulous?
It's been absolutely fabulous. I don't know if you – do you play golf? I don't even know. Do you play golf?
I try to. Played last night with my grandson.
Oh, good for you. Now, that makes it extra special. And it's been a great weekend for Detroit with the Classic.
And granddaughters, I should say. I don't want to leave them out just in case.
You better not leave. at your own peril, you leave them out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was a great weekend for Detroit, for Michigan, and for people who need help because of the great job that they do at Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic and Dan Gilbert and Jay Farner and, of course, Jason Langwell, the executive director, and we work real closely with Greg Ball. These are all great people helping people and did so once again with this very successful 2022 Rocket Mortgage Classic. Tony Finau was, well, he was Phenom Finau, that's for sure. Meanwhile, there was one day in counting, tomorrow being the primary election day, and I haven't looked to check to see if my column is in today's Detroit News. It should be. And one of the things I remember writing about, I have to write it days before it actually shows up, but I think I was talking about the mudslinging. And it's disconcerting and uncomfortable to me to have members of the same political party slinging mud at each other. It kind of turns everything upside down. So at least after tomorrow, we'll get back to the traditional mudslinging, one party against the other. I mean, I hate to think that there's comfort in that, but what the heck?
Well, yeah, and it does, you know, it hurts your own party going into the general election, particularly when you're running against an incumbent who has no opponent and nobody's attacking her. I found it curious throughout this sort of abbreviated primary campaign for Republicans that they spent much more time talking about each other's flaws than they did about Gretchen Whitmer's flaws.
Yeah, and that, unfortunately, the way I've always looked at that, Nolan Finley, and I'm glad you brought it up, is that works against whoever wins the nomination. They've already put up some of the worst things to say about their own people, and it works against them when they go up against the other side, or in this case, the sitting governor, Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, for me, it makes no sense. I think probably Ronald Reagan had something to say about that a long time ago, about people in the same party feasting on other people in the party. Be that as it may, one of the big stories certainly has to be, or has been, that former President Donald Trump has endorsed the candidate, Tudor Dixon, for governor. I mean, everyone thought that was going to happen, but it actually has officially happened now.
And he waited a long time. I think it puts her over the top, Paul. I think she was going to win anyway. But when, you know, we did our poll a week or so ago, we're about 36% of Republicans still undecided, and her lead was not that large. So I guess this could have gone in a different direction. I believe she'll prevail tomorrow, and I do think Trump's endorsement sealed the deal. I don't know that it's was the deciding factor, but you know, now she's got to live with it and explain it in the general election should she win tomorrow.
You know, it's fascinating because for whatever reason, again, when one might have thought the Republican Party has a shoe-in for a variety of reasons, they are in the midst of I guess the best way to put it is finding themselves. And this was supposed to be kind of a healing move, which is astonishing if you put Donald Trump and healing move. Mm. But you bring one faction of the Republican Party, well led by the DeVos family, making their announcement on my show that they were backing Tudor Dixon. And then you have Donald Trump. And we already know that the DeVos's and Donald Trump don't get along. And yet here they are working together to get this one candidate elected and one would say trying to heal the Republican Party, maybe?
Well, it does put the establishment Republicans and the Trump Republicans on the same mission, if you will. And, you know, that is beneficial to the party. I mean, they were sort of going at it tooth and nail leading up to this point. So it does put the two factions of the Republican Party back together, at least in this race. And I think for the party, that's a good thing. But, you know, there are races all over the state where that's not true.
I guess this, again, puts to the test, and it's been put to the test a while, and I haven't been keeping track. Maybe Nolan Finley there, as the Detroit News editorial page editor, you have. People are keeping track of how much influence the former president has anyway, and I guess this is another test.
Well, you know, I think he has considerable influence in the party. I mean, our poll indicated that.